audio recording of the blog post "Sucking Him Hard: Blowjobs from Flaccid to Erect." He's on the phone in the living room and I can hear one half of the conversation. I understand about 20% of it. The other 80% is a delicious mixture of authority, skill, and words I don't really understand that are directly related to his job. A job which I happen to know he's pretty fucking good at. I boil the kettle, I grind coffee beans, I prepare him a coffee so delicious that when he gets off the phone, he'll acquiesce to my request. Please, 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 can I suck your dick now? He's in work mode and it's intensely sexy. I want to start from flaccid and have the joy of sucking him hard. He doesn't even taste the coffee. He marches me straight into the bedroom, lies down on the bed with his legs hanging off the side, slightly parted to allow easier access to his cock, arranges the pillows behind his head so he can watch what I'm doing, and then lets me get on with it. It's exactly the right combination of assertiveness, arrogance, and control. This is the man that I fell in lust with when he was on the phone 2 minutes ago. I suck him hard. I love this part, feeling his cock at every stage against my tongue. Being able to fit the whole thing in easily to begin with, then having to adjust as it gradually swells and fills my mouth. The ridge on the underside becomes more prominent. The head of his dick fills out and I can feel the edges of that with my tongue and lips. And when he gets just hard enough, I can use my hands to pull his foreskin tight and squirm at the joy of wetting the head of his cock in one quick, warm motion. I wouldn't normally go in for such detailed descriptions. It all feels a bit too medical, but I haven't yet waxed lyrical about the joy of sucking him hard, of taking him from naught to rock solid and enjoying every single second of the journey. I know there must be similar joys in my own biology. He definitely appreciates the intensity of wetness and the throbbing changes and clenches that go along with my orgasms. But when the arousal is mine, I can more easily see the sliding scale, from dry to a bit wet through, we're going to have to put the sheets down, right up to, I think I might clench so hard that I bruise your fingers. With cock, I'm usually presented with it in one of two states, erect or flaccid. As a special treat sometimes, I get semi-flaccid through jeans, where it isn't quite causing a tent, but it is definitely fat and full enough to provide a satisfying denim-clad handful. But sucking him hard gives me the chance to have the whole thing in my mouth every step of the way. Not just to experience, but to direct that metamorphosis. I love sucking him hard, knowing that everything from this moment on is down to me. What's more, if I suck him hard, he gets to begin with a level of detachment that just can't be achieved if he's already erect. If he's horny from the start and ready to thrust quickly into my mouth, it just doesn't work. The other way round, though, he can lie back against the pillows he's arranged on the bed, order me to service his dick, and look down at me with this casual authority. He can order me to service him like he couldn't care less if I said no. He'd just wander off and start on something else. That detachment and authority translates into a deliciously critical blowjob recipient, one who might raise an eyebrow, but who'd never urge me onwards, one who's keen to receive, but knows he doesn't need to give in exchange. That's why I started this blog post with the phone call. That blasé attitude he had when discussing work flipped a switch in my head that turned me on and meant I couldn't focus on my own work until I'd begged to suck his dick. I wanted him in that mode where letting me suck him off equated to him doing me a generous personal favour. Sucking him hard, teasing an erection out of a casually flaccid cock. It makes me feel like he could take or leave this particular blowjob. And because of that, I really, really work for it. If you enjoyed this, you can find more sexy blog posts at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or you can help me create more of these by going to patreon.com/girlonthenet.